Good morning. I'm Pastor Carol Fryer, and today is Easter Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Our lesson today is from Exodus 12, 29 to 39. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. Pharaoh arose in the night, he and all his officials and all the Egyptians, and there was a loud cry in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. Then he summoned Moses and Aaron in the night and said, "Rise up, go away from my people, both you and the Israelites. Go worship the Lord as you said. Take your flocks and your herds as you said, and be gone, and bring a blessing on me too." The Egyptians urged the people to hasten their departure from the land, for they said, "We shall all be dead." So the people took their dough before it was leavened, with their kneading bowls wrapped up in their cloaks on their shoulders. The Israelites had done as Moses told them. They had asked the Egyptians for jewelry of silver and gold, and for clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have what they asked, and so they plundered the Egyptians. The Israelites journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, and about 600,000 men on foot, besides children. A mixed crowd also went up with them, and livestock in great numbers, both flocks and herds. They baked unleavened cakes of the dough that they had brought out of Egypt. It was not leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and could not wait, nor had they prepared any provisions for themselves. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our reading today is not an easy one, for who can be happy about the death of so many firstborn children, even if they are the oppressors? The people of Israel had grown to be a great number, and the Egyptians were afraid of them, so they held them in bondage and treated them badly. In their misery, Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord heard their cry, sending Moses to win their release. But Pharaoh was stubborn, and no matter what the Lord did through Moses, he refused to let Israel go. He refused until that night we remember as the Passover of the Lord. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. It took something really terrible to finally make Pharaoh release the people of Israel from bondage and oppression, to set them free. In the same way, it took something really terrible for us to be set free from our bondage to sin and death. We must never forget that our Easter celebration came at a terrible cost, the horrible suffering and death of Jesus on the cross. God himself made this sacrifice for our sake, doing battle with sin and death that we may be set free. In rising again from death, Jesus won the battle. He has conquered our worst enemies once and for all. We are now free to live as God's faithful people, free to rejoice in our risen Lord Jesus, who now lives with death behind him. Therefore, nothing can prevent him from keeping his promises to us. Jesus lives that we may have life and have it abundantly and eternally in and with him. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, through the Paschal mystery, you have healed the world. Continue to bless your people with heavenly gifts, so that we may attain true liberty and enjoy the blessedness of heaven, which we have begun to taste on earth. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.